stick, it will come as no surprise. Cause every day is adventures in paradise, woven well through the fabric of I believe I am free. Let it free me. That ain't the only way of getting past the jive. And every day something magical passes. Sunshine on my body, rainbows blooming in the sky. Cause every day is adventures in paradise. It is real if it's only in your mind. In your
chips cashed in and keep trucking. street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, but just won't let you be. Think of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they better be going out of the door and down in the street all alone. Trucking like the doo-dah man once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them.
treasure in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes, and this is where the pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we board into Greyhound in Pittsburgh, this shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America, laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. The last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.
Do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I heard you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling, and it undoes all the joy that could be. I wanna have fun, I wanna shine like the sun, wanna be the one that you wanna see. Wanna knit your sweater, wanna write you a love letter, wanna make you feel better, wanna make you feel.
I've never been to Finland before, and it's very nice to be here. Living on the road, my friend, it's gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye, sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. We could have had him any day. And only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody knows. And all the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Kindness, I suppose. Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. So the story ends were told. Poncho Lord needs your prayers, it's true. I'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. A few gray federales say, could I had him any day? Only let him go so wrong. Out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say, could I had him any day? Only let him go so wrong. I suppose.
I get around, thinking about the side. Don't have to know better. King of Marigold is in the kitchen, cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Making a sound, old enough to know better. Flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Of Kikori, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with a message at the local Burberry. Making a sound, she's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. Round the table for a seance in the dark. The voices out of nowhere, put on specially by the children. Gallery.
With a lock of your hair, She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without really Marlene. Treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see chains away. She sends her regards. Say, I guess I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping. Woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. And Jane said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Most Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radio Valencia. You are listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District of San Francisco, California. It's a nice, kind of weird, balmy evening, kind of a It's a little bit dreary, but also weirdly warm, and I guess indicative of the transition in seasons. And please bear with us while we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we did just listen to a lovely kind of a classic rock folk set that we will break down for you momentarily. But I don't know. All right, and welcome. Here we are with the bed music, and yeah, I can hear it on the headphones. So thank you for bearing with us while we had a moment of technical difficulties. But again, you are listening to Radio Valencia in the beautiful Mission District in San Francisco, California, and you can listen to us on radiovalencia.fm, just on our website. If you go to radiovalencia.fm, you can click listen now on the homepage and listen to us, or we also have an app where you can download our app and listen to us there as well. And also, we are always looking for new DJs. If you are interested in learning how to DJ, learning how to DJ vinyl, digital, CD, whatever your interest, we got you, boo. Don't you worry. Send us an email. You'll find all the information on our website, and you can come and train with one of our beautiful resident DJs. Yes. And we will teach you all the things, and you can have everyone be subjected to your musical tastes and have them be educated. And maybe you could be educated too. We are always looking for new folks.
Always looking for new people, yeah.
Please reach out to us. We would love to have you.
Yes. All right, I'm back. Sorry, And now
DJ Doug is back.
I had to restart my computer to get the bed music working.
But like I said, always need new DJs. We would love to have you. If you want to learn how to DJ, if you want to learn how to use a mixer, vinyl, CD, have no fear, darlings. Come, email us, yes. Send us an inquiry. We know it can be intimidating to start, but like I said, have no fear. This is a great place to start because you can shadow one of our resident DJs, and we will teach you everything. And yeah. This is a safe, fun space to learn. Yeah. And we'll show you all the things, and we are fun and unpretentious music nerds, and yes, we'd love to have you. So come on, email, come on in if you're interested in having a show here. Yeah. And on that note, thank you for bearing with us for a moment of technical difficulties, but
yeah,
we just had a beautiful set of some fun kind of classic folk rock funness.
Yeah, Americana.
Americana, that's a folk, yeah, rock, Americana. Fun. And actually this set was a very intentional homage to a person that I loved very dearly and I was very close to, that sadly passed away a couple months ago. And tonight was the first night that I felt like I can do a set of music and musicians and bands that to pay respect to them without losing my composure. So that's what we're doing tonight. And so let's talk about what we just played.
We just heard Truckin' from the Grateful Dead from their album American Beauty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the studio shorter version.
Very few studio records. It's one of them. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. To your point,
because they're better live bands.
And then, and I feel weirdly. I feel like the Grateful Dead is kind of like this weirdly kind of a divisive band where people kind of like love them or don't. But I'm like, yeah, I don't feel like I'm in either camp. I feel like I like the Dead, and maybe it's because I'm from the Bay and I work in the hate. And I mean, I think they're great. I like them.
I think the one thing I will say, knock against them is, you know, that's like probably their biggest record, but it's not really that good. They never really put out like an amazing record.
Yeah.
Earlier we played Europe 72. I think it's probably their best record, but it's a live record.
Yeah, and
studio recorded records.
But I mean, it's like they were like a jam band, and that was.
What I'm saying is their studio recorded records, they don't really have one that's like magical.
Which one?
They don't have one that is. They don't have a Led Zeppelin 2. They don't have a Pet Sounds. You know, they don't have that record.
However, I will say maybe to the Grateful Dead's defense, and also for me being a punk rock girl, and their defense too, like, I feel like maybe the point, and this is me kind of going on conjecture here, but with, like, the Grateful Dead and also, like, punk bands, it's like, it wasn't about, like, the studio sound.
I get that.
Because one of the reasons, like, punk bands became, like, such a thing was, like, they were kind of rebelling against bands like Boston that spent so much time in the studio perfecting and sounding so good in the studio and then sounded like shit live.
I get that. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't. You can still have good studio records even if you're a live band. For example, Circle Jerks has, you know, one of the best punk rock records ever studio recorded, and they don't have that.
Oh, you mean live recorded?
No. Group Sex.
Group Sex is one of the best punk rock albums of all time.
The Grateful Dead, even though they come from a live background, like many punk bands, they still have that record.
Okay. You
know, Dead Kennedys, still good records, classic records. They just never did that. I'm not saying that. I get it. It's part of their thing in a way, but they still probably could have done it if they tried.
Okay. Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Jazz live records are where it's at. But still, a lot of jazz artists have put out records that I sound so nasally on the fucking air. I'm sorry. I have like some major.
Sorry, that's why I don't ever listen to our reruns because when I hear my voice, I'm like, ew, is that what I really sound like?
Major like allergy sinus things the last few days. And when I hear it in my head, when I talk to people, it sounds okay. But on the note, I'm like, it sounds like I'm holding my like nose shut while I'm talking.
What are we doing?
I'm just saying, it's one of the knocks. One of the knock with them is it's so easy listening.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
It's like Yanni music for drug users.
I hear what you're saying.
I
hear you.
And I think, American Beauty is probably their most heralded studio record.
American Beauty, beautiful studio album, and also Axamaxa, beautiful studio album. But yeah, to your point, also like
they didn't really put out that record.
Grateful Dead is like so much. I feel like what they're known and loved for is like their live, their live recordings. Yeah.
Their bootlegs are superior to their studio recordings.
Dude, yeah, 100%. I hear you.
Famous Blue Raincoat by the great Leonard Cohen from a Best Of record.
The late great. Yes.
Yeah. I love his, if you ever see his live set he did, you know, the Isle of Wight Festival after Woodstock in England.
Okay.
So after Woodstock,
I know.
They had a big festival, the Isle of Wight, this island out there, right? And they brought all these great artists. Bob Dylan played, play Woodstock.
Who? I think I've heard of him.
Jimi Hendrix played, all these people.
Wait, who?
And like...
is that like K-I-K-S?
Anyway.
I'm just being a dick.
But the live recording of Leonard Cohen for Isle of Wight is amazing.
Okay.
This recording out there is really accessible, and he followed Jimi Hendrix.
Okay,
like you being like rocked out, and then you have like coming off your drugs, and you get into just like 4 in the morning. Anyway, I just think that's amazing. Leonard Cohen following Jimi Hendrix. Before that, Cry Baby Cry from the Beatles, the White Album, the Espanol version.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm
going to... El Blanco.
Well, yeah. A friend of mine, because I was telling him how I...
Blanco,
The White Album was one of the only Beatles albums that I did not own. And then so we got in this, like, Argentinian, like, copy release. A friend, colleague of mine, like, said, it aside for me, he's like, hey, he's like, you said you didn't have the White Album, I set this aside for you, and I was like, oh yeah, cool, like, thank you. And it's beautiful, but yeah, like, literally, like, all, like, the song names are literally, like, listed, like, in Spanish. So I was like, you know, and I'm gonna say something controversial yet brave, like, I like the Beatles, of course, and also, like, I feel like there's a big difference between, like, liking a band and, like, respecting a band.
Yeah,
and like, of course I have, like, massive respect for the Beatles and what, you know, how they changed music, and you know, we're not talking about respect and their and like their how they influence and change like music and the industry. Like that's I get that. I know that. I understand that. I respect that. I'm just talking about like my growing up in the 80s and 90s yeah. and just like you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm like I like the Beatles. I just like I love the album Abbey Road, but also the White Album or like Album Blanco.
Their last two records are the best.
Well, my favorite is Abbey Road.
Abbey Road, Let It Be the best.
Abbey Road is definitely my favorite.
But
Abbey Road, because I feel like pretty much every song on Abbey Road is a banger. But like, I love a lot of songs on El Album Blanco. But Cry Baby Cry is, I feel like, one of the most beautiful, gut wrenching, rip your heart out in the most beautiful way possible. Where I'm just like, look at my arms, like look at like. How do you say, like, mi piel de gallina? Like, look at my goosebumps. Like, that's how beautiful that song is that it gives you goosebumps. Yeah, and well, so, song. Yeah. And that, and Cry, obviously, Cry Baby Cry is on the White Album. And so, happy to play that tonight and happy to have it in my collection.
Yeah. Before and, that, we had Joni Mitchell from Blue doing All I Want, the Joni Mitchell record.
And Joni Mitchell, I mean, Blue, I think, is one of the most beautiful. Again, talking about beautiful, heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, one of those albums that, like, breaks your heart and puts it back together again. And one album in the best way possible. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if there's any bitch that can do that, it's Joni Mitchell. And Blue is, like, the... I feel like just, like, the quintessential example. And I feel like it's a great break-em album, too. Like, if you're just, like, some asshole... was a jerk and I'm just gonna like take a bath and be like fuck that guy but I'm okay, like you listen to Blue and like, it's just
yeah, listen to Alanis Morissette
it's or Jagged Little Pill and it's like but it's so good. But I mean All I Want, I just feel like it's one of the most beautiful, heartbreaking, like gives you goosebumps, gorgeous songs ever written. And I actually